Zach Steer is leading the Yukon Quest sled dog race. The Sheep Mountain Musher pulled into the Slavens Roadhouse checkpoint a little before 1 this afternoon. Hugh Neff was next, followed by Lance Mackey and Hans Scott. The top four mushers are all tightly grouped at this point. Over the weekend, mushers took two of the race's toughest challenges as they climbed over Rosebud and Eagle Summits after starting in Fairbanks on Saturday. Now they're on flatter terrain running up the Yukon River to Eagle. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, speed isn't the only factor governing the race right now.
Mushers are already engaged in the cat-and-mouse game that is dog racing. They're trying to maximize rest for their teams, but not give up too much time as they press down the trail. Lance Mackey says he's trying a different strategy this year in letting others take the early lead.
And that's kind of got people shaking their head and, you know, maybe having to make their own plan, because a lot of times these guys will adjust their run and rest according to what I'm doing. It's always better to hunt than be the hunted, you know, and that's how I feel. I'm just kind of mixing it up. I'm going to keep people thinking about me, and if they're thinking about me, then it's throwing them off their game plan.
Hugh Neff says he watches other mushers, their run-rest schedules, how they manage their dogs, sleds, and gear, but primarily their attitude.
Because dogs feed off of human energy, and if I see a musher around me that's bumming out or being grouchy or irritable, I know that's going to catch up to them sooner or later. So when I'm on the trail, I'm whistling and singing, and not too much, but enough to keep the dogs happy. Even when I might be a little sore or whatever.
Neff says the quest always makes for good theater as mushers act and react to one another's strategies, but it's really about the dogs, and his team, a mix of veterans and newbies, looks good.
Over half of them know where they're going. The other half are yipping and barking like little babies that they are. They're all like 2.5, 3 years old, so just maintain the energy, and we're just traveling, you know. The race doesn't begin until Dawson, right around there.
Neff says he's trying to stay in contact while the race takes shape. Norman Casavant, a very experienced Canadian musher who ran his first quest last year and finished 10th, is known along the trail for his upbeat attitude. He's always finding the positive side, and his dogs reflect that, always up and happy. Casavant says he's doing what he loves, and his dogs were his friends. He says they have a special bond, and when things get tough, they count on one another.
We are confident, it's a good word. Confidence, you know, each thing, something happen in the trail, it can be rock and roll, it can be real icy, example, and I have to stop, and my anchor don't it's impossible for me to use my anchor, and I say to my dogs, whoa, you stay, they listen to me, they all stay there, they don't move. You know, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. They are great.
Casavant says the trip over Eagle Summit was a challenge. He says the ride down the back side of the steep slope was controlled chaos as he tried to slow his dog's descent.
I flipped my sled on the downhill because when we went down, I didn't want to hurt my dogs. You know, no one want to hurt his dog, so with the brake, it's impossible to stop them. So I put my sled on the sideway. So it slowly me very much. We went down the Eagle Summit real slow. I mean real slow. You understand what I mean?
Casavant says he held on tight but dragged down the descent behind the team. He says the dogs didn't tangle and he was able to ride himself and the sled and get moving again. With help from Fairbanks Daily News Miner reporter Josh Armstrong on the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.